From those in their 60s to young people under 26 covered under their parents' plan, hundreds stood in the bright spring sunshine to wait to get insured under Medicaid or with one of four insurance plans.
My name is Elizabeth Rodriguez, and I'm 25, and I'll be 26 this September. And I came here today because I need to apply for health care because I am a medical student, and if you do not have health care, they don't allow you to work in the hospital. And I'm starting my rotations in a month from today. So I'm a third-year medical student. I just got back from Africa doing research there, and that's why I'm applying late.
Rodriguez smiles as she notes she's navigating the healthcare.gov website by herself, but asking for help from professionals on hand at Krista St. Vincent when she gets stumped. Krista's patient access director, April Mendoza, points to seven guides and three Medicaid staff inputting individuals' income as today's deadline was approaching.
It takes anywhere between 2 to 2.5 hours working with the client to actually establish an online account and then walking through the different plans that are available and understanding what may be the best plan for them and what they can afford.
Hal Fielding is a 58-year-old IT expert and writer who had already spent time on healthcare.gov before finishing the process with a navigator.
The federal website was actually a lot better than I thought it would be. It was really easy to go in, put in the income 58, click on the detail, it takes you right to the company's website. I hit on provider, I put in my doctor's name, he shows up. Put in my dentist's name, it shows up.
Health Insurance Exchange navigator Linda Longacre says getting Fielding signed up took much less time because he'd already done some homework.
Income is basically what we need.
And I'm looking at a tax return.
Yeah, tax return's perfect because we can do a lot of estimating, some good estimates on them.
The event wasn't just for low-income working-class people who wanted insurance. It was also a chance for previously uninsured but not Medicaid-eligible adults, like 58-year-old Jan, to sign up. She didn't want to use her last name. Jan was in the state indigent insurance plan that was phased out in January, leaving her with no coverage. But the two grandchildren she is raising are covered.
Yeah, I've been poor. I'm raising my granddaughters and 16 and 13 now, so they're almost gone, but it's been a tough 16 years, and you know, I mean, I do it again in a moment, but it's been very hard to take care of myself, and so this is my opportunity to do that.
New Mexico has run behind other states in getting its 400,000 uninsured covered. So far, some 15,000 have signed up. Last-minute events are scheduled in New Mexico today, where face-to-face assistance is available, and people who have at least begun the process online by midnight will have a few more days to finish signing up that way. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez in Santa Fe.